So, Dad, why did you first go to Mexico?
I left Mexico in 1994 because I wanted to travel the world.
So, how's your experience when you first got to Mexico?
I was very impressed with the weather and how everything was so beautiful, and I was not used to it because in Quebec it's very, very cold in winter, and I left in the winter, so I was very impressed by the looks and how there were so many like trees and the ocean was beautiful, and I was saying, I'm gonna stay here for the rest of my life.
Did you encounter any hardships when you first got to Mexico?
Yes, I did. I did not have any residence, and I only had a little bit of money, so I had to sleep on the beaches, and I had to sleep in people's backyards, and I had a hard time. I just had my pack sack, and I got part-time jobs as a dishwasher and as a cook.
When did you finally establish yourself in Mexico?
I started to get really got established in Mexico when we were working in Cozumel as a chef at Tony Roma's in Cozumel, and there they gave me room and board, and I was a chef in a restaurant there.
When did you start to feel like a resident of Mexico?
I started feeling a resident of Mexico when I started working for a place called Club Med in Cancun, and there I was they gave me room and board, and everything was very civilized. I became a scuba diver instructor. I was a GO. I used to go get people at the airport and bring them back to Club Med and introduce them to what Club Med was all about. And that's when I started feeling like a resident, a Mexican resident.
Is there a reason that you ended up leaving Mexico?
Yes, there is. I met a girl working as a GO for Club Med, and her name was Lauren, and she fell in love with me, and she lived in California. And she asked me if I was interested in coming to meet her in California. And at that age, I wanted to settle down with somebody, and I thought California was a good place. So I decided to accept her offer, and she sent me a plane ticket to come down to California. And I took her offer and flew into California, and she picked me up at the airport, and I stayed with her.
When you first moved to California, what were your experiences like?
They were very, very interesting, and I was said to myself, I want to become a resident. I want to get my work permit, but I did something that was illegal, and I'm not very proud of it. But I got something called fraud, fake ID, and I ended up getting arrested with fake ID, and I was put in the Beverly Hills Municipal Courthouse in prison. And the girl I was staying with, it was my girlfriend. She bailed me out, and I went to court, and I got my pardon. And I did get my work permit, and I did get my social security number, and I did get my green card, thanks to her.